This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1989.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Boy, time sure does fly by, doesn't it? Hey, can you stick around for a while? We'd like to sing for you, and then wind up with a good story called I'll Wait Till I'm Sure. It has to do with the importance of being able to say, I know I am saved. I've trusted Christ as my Savior, and I know I belong to Him. Now, if you've ever had any doubts about that, I think today's story will help you. Well, cousins, we won't make you wait anymore. I know you've got some good choruses with which to start off the program. They really do go along well with the story, for they remind us that the Lord is with us all day, all night, and all week long. Let's hear your first one called All Through the Day. Song took us through the day and through the night, but you know something, cousins? It's at night that I really have my doubts. Sing me another song about God's care.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord.
Starting to convince me, cousins. How about a chorus that reminds us God's care lasts for longer than just a day and a night?
All through the week, all through the week, my Savior has been watching over me. All through the week, all through the week, my Savior has been watching over me. He saves me, He keeps me, He satisfies completely. He washed me in His all atoning blood. My sins are all forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven, walking in the smile of God.
While we're we're in a good sing-along mood, let's hear from 6-year-old Carl. He has a medley that includes the old hymn, Victory in Jesus, and then a song from our Easy Songs album, written by a young listener in Colorado by the name of Kendra Spear. The song, I Have Victory in My Heart.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I have victory in my heart. I have victory in my heart. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I have victory in my heart. I have victory in my heart. I have victory in my heart. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I have victory in my heart. I have victory down in my heart.
In a moment, it will be Melissa's turn to sing, but Carl and Melissa told me they have a duet ready, and it's a good sing-along song, too. So let's hear that before we hear Melissa's solo, okay? Thanks, Carl and Melissa, for that bright song. You're turning into a couple of good duetters. Now, Melissa, you stay there and sing your song, okay? Hey, kids, do you ever have questions about life that are hard to answer? Melissa tells us, Jesus is my answer.
Jesus is my answer. What a friend is he? God's beloved son who died on Calvary. My life meaning, and I want to share the love of Jesus with my friends everywhere. So I will come to him and learn of him and follow in his way, grow in him and give my life in service every day, walk with him and talk with him and faithfully obey, use my talents for him, read his word and pray, for I know answer. What a friend is he, God's beloved son who died on Calvary. He gives my life meaning, and I want to share the love of Jesus with my friends everywhere.
Our three nieces, Lisa, Sue, Mary, and Becky, sure have a bright song ready today. It's a good song of testimony that says, I've been changed.
I've been changed.
Thanks, girls, for that bright song. Hey, let me share just a little bit from a letter that came recently. Melody writes and she says, Hi, I'm 15 years old. There are 8 people in my family, including mom and dad. My mom teaches us 6 kids at home. Every morning before we start on our schoolwork, we gather around the dining room table and have devotions. We read Keys for Kids, the verses that go along with the lesson, and then we have prayer. I think it's a great way to start out a school day. Now, isn't that a neat letter? I'm so glad for the thousands of families and individual kids who are using Keys for Kids. And you ought to be using Keys for Kids, too, if you aren't. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Oh, help with printing and postage is, of course, much appreciated these days, but not necessary. I want you to have it. Ask for Keys for Kids, write to Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now that helpful story I promised you called, I'll wait till I'm sure. Just before the story, Stacy sings our good go-along-with-the-story song, You Ask Me Why I'm Happy? I'll tell you why. My sins are gone.
You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood and the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. He got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, is entitled, I'll Wait Till I'm Sure. Brian and Mark Taylor and their parents have just spent 2 wonderful weeks of vacation at beautiful Blue Lake. As they pack their gear, each one expresses his feelings about leaving.
Boy, don't you hate to leave this place, Mark? It's been great.
Yeah, no rain, except at night. No mosquitoes. Not even enough ants to complain about. You can't beat that, can you, Brian?
Nope, and we caught lots of fish, too. I wish vacations could last forever.
I sure wish this one could.
Well, they don't, boys. It's back to work for me on Monday. Well, right now, I guess you'd better start rolling up your sleeping bags.
We did have a wonderful time, all right. This is such a lovely spot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, vacations are like Christmas. You wouldn't enjoy them if they came too often or lasted too long.
I'd like to live here forever. I'd love every minute.
Well, perhaps we can come again next year. Okay, boys, start pulling the tent stakes. We should be home in plenty of time to rest up for church tomorrow.
As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God, even to those that believe in his name. That's what John 1:12 tells us. This, my friends, is God's promise to you and all who believe in Jesus. You can be born again and become a child of God by receiving Christ as Lord and Savior. Have you done this? If not, won't you trust Jesus today? Then you too will spend eternity with him in heaven. You will be a child of the King of Kings. In closing, let's sing number 246. I'm a child of the King.
That was a great sermon Pastor Morrison brought this morning. Makes you so glad to know that this life isn't everything, and that heaven is more sure than tomorrow.
Hey, Dad.
Hmm?
Did you see Mr. Greeley go to the pastor's study after church?
No, Mark, I didn't. Let's pray that he'll accept the Lord as his Savior.
And Bert Klein was there today for the first time in months. I've been after him to come back.
Well, he heard a good message this morning.
What did you think of the sermon, Brian?
It was all right, I guess. But I don't understand it all.
Well, I'll be glad to try to explain anything that isn't clear to you, son.
Maybe someday. But right now, I'm so confused, I don't want to talk about it.
Later that afternoon, Brian was sprawled on his bed with a book when Mark came into the room.
Hey, Brian, guess what? Bert was just here, and he accepted the Lord as his Savior. He's coming to church with us tonight. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I guess so. I know that's what you wanted.
And it's what he wanted. He's happier than I am.
Yeah, but what happens if he sins again? Or you too? You say you're a child of God, and right now you're a good Christian. But suppose you get tired of going to church and start doing things like smoking pot or stealing. Would you still belong to God?
Sure. I'm God's child forever. When I received him as my Savior, I received his eternal life. That means I'm always his.
You mean you could do as you please and never have to worry about losing your salvation?
Well, wait a minute, Brian. I couldn't want to live in sin and not even care about what God wanted me to do. A true Christian just doesn't feel that way.
But Christians sin. I know they do.
Yes, and until they confess and repent of their sin, they're not in good fellowship with God. But that doesn't mean they aren't saved any longer.
Well, I don't know. I still think if I did something wrong after being saved, I'd lose my salvation. I'll wait till I'm sure.
But when would that be? Brian, I'm telling you
that... Look, Mark, you're the best brother a guy could ever have. I'd like to be with you. And I don't want anything to come between us. So let's not spoil it. Right now, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Many weeks passed, and though Brian's family prayed for him to see the truth, he wouldn't listen when they tried to talk to him about accepting the Lord. Then one wintry day, the boys were playing a fast game of indoor ice hockey with some friends.
Over here, Tom! Pass the puck this way.
Oh, neat pass. Head for the goal, Brian. Look out for Bert coming at you. Oh, he's got it.
He lost it. I'll get it.
I'm closer. Let me take it.
No, I can take it.
Oh.
Bert, Bert, I didn't mean to hit you. Oh, somebody, get help. He's unconscious.
Several hours later, Brian and his parents were in the hospital waiting room. Mark was still unconscious.
He hasn't moved once since we've been here.
Well, we've committed him to God, dear. We'll just pray and wait.
Mom, Dad, I'm so sorry. Honest, I am. I didn't mean to hurt Mark.
Of course you didn't, Brian. We know that.
I should have let him take the puck. Then he wouldn't be hurt.
It was an accident, son.
You're not mad at me? If Mark doesn't get better, you won't hate me, will you?
Oh, no, Brian.
Of course not, son. We'll always love you.
If Mark dies, he'll go to heaven, won't he?
Yes, Brian. He accepted the Lord as his Savior and was born into God's family. He has eternal life.
I'm glad. I always put off doing that, even though I knew I sinned and needed to be saved. But I thought I might as well wait until I was dying, and then I wouldn't be afraid I'd sin and lose my salvation. But when I saw Mark lying there, I knew that if that were me, and I never came to, I wouldn't have a chance to get saved.
It's very dangerous to put off accepting the Lord, Brian. But you're wrong about losing your salvation. When you become a Christian, God gives you everlasting life. Now, do you know what that means?
I guess it means it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
But what if a Christian does wrong?
Brian, you know Bob Pfeiffer, don't you?
Yeah.
He ran away from home last week, right?
Yeah. His brother was telling me about it.
But Bob is still a son of Mr. and Mrs. Pfeiffer, isn't he?
Sure.
Well, the same thing is true of a Christian who sins. He still belongs to God's family, but he can't enjoy all the privileges of being God's child until he makes things right with God.
But does God still love a Christian who sins?
Oh, absolutely. Mr. and Mrs. Pfeiffer still love Bob.
I talked to Mrs. Pfeiffer, and they'd love to hear from him. They want him to come home. He's their son, and he always will be.
You and Mark are our sons. Now, sometimes you disobey us, and you do wrong things, too, and you get punished. But you're still our sons.
It's like that with being God's child, Brian. Nothing can ever change it. God says in Romans 8:38 that nothing can ever separate us from his love.
That's right. Oh, and speaking of Bible verses, here's a Gideon Bible. Now, there's a couple of verses I'd like you to read about the religious people that will be sent to hell. Here they are. Matthew 7, verses 22 and 23. Here, read this, Brian.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Now, Brian, this is very important. Will Jesus say to these religious people, I knew you before, but I don't know you now? Is that what the verse says?
No. According to verse 23, Jesus will say, I never knew you.
That's right.
I want to know Jesus, too, as my personal Savior. Will you pray with me?
There in the hospital waiting room, Brian trusted Jesus to forgive his sin and make him a child of God. He and his parents were rejoicing together when Mark's nurse joined them.
I have good news. Mark is awake. You may see him now.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, Lord.
Mark, honey. We're here.
Are you all right, Mark?
I guess so. What a headache. I hit that ice hard.
I'm so sorry, Mark. I've got some good news for you, though. Mom and Dad finally got through to me about salvation lasting forever.
Honest? Oh, I'm so glad.
We're all glad for the promise in Romans 8:38, which says that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We all can be glad for that promise.
As long as God's grace like a river keeps flowing, so long will I know that my Savior loves me. The past like a picture which Satan keeps showing is under the blood, hallelujah, I'm free. As high as the heavens and breadth of the spaces, my terrible sins are all cast far away. My Lord has bestowed on me heavenly graces. I promise His will I'll forever obey. Such height and such depth, oh, the breadth of God's grace, so boundless, so loving, so
let me say something very important as we close today. Please, please don't get the idea that I think you can get saved and just live any old way you please, sin all you want, and still call yourself a Christian. That's just not possible. Our story today is especially aimed at those who are never able to say, "Hey, I know I'm saved." We get many letters every week, especially from friends outside the United States, from boys and girls and young people who say something like this: "I'm not saved because I sinned," or "I'm not saved because I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to hold out," or "I'm afraid I would sin again," or "I'm trying to be saved." Salvation is a free gift from God. We repent of our sins, we accept God's free gift of salvation, and we're born again into God's family. Now, perhaps you have a problem with this whole thing of knowing you're saved. Boys and girls, I want to help you. Older ones, too, for that matter. Please write. I'll be glad to help you all I can. Then don't forget to write and ask for Keys for Kids, 2 full months of good stories and more. Yours for the asking. Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. And do please keep in mind that Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now.